All right, I'm rooting for Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, outdoors.
I'll go for that one. I'll go to that
outdoors.
One.
Outdoors.
I will. I'll go to that one. Yeah.
Really?
I will. The, yeah, yeah.
I think that's on the 30th of
Wait.
Okay.
Would you pay or would you want to get, like, sports passes?
No.
Let's not get carried away here, Chase.
Don't be silly.
I was gonna say.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I figure, let's see. Leave on about the 27th. Do the show from up there for a few days, and then...
so you're not even going to have to take vacation time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Because, I'll do the show from there, like Tom's broadcasting from Blue Baker right now. We'll call it good. Yeah.
Listen to that segue.
That's about the same.
it is. So anyway, Tom is at Blue Baker on University, which is part of our Christmas Angels that's going on right now.
Yes, I am, and I'm indoors, which is warmer than it would be at Yankee Stadium outdoors, for sure. Blue Baker, they've been such a great partner of ours in this Christmas Angels for, I'm going to guess, about the fifth year, I believe, that Blue Baker has been with us here. And Christmas Angels, what that's all about is just making kids' Christmas better than it otherwise would be if it weren't for your help. And I'm saying you're, that means you, the listener out there. Come to either Blue Baker location. I'm at the one on University Drive, directly across from the Hilton Hotel. There's also, of course, the older Blue Baker location at 201 Dominique Drive, and there are Christmas trees in both lobbies. And these trees are beautiful because they're all dolled up with the Christmas ornaments and everything and the lights, but they also have Christmas angels on them. And these are cards, these are small cards that have information like a child's name, a child's age, a child's size, a child's wish list. I'm looking at our tree over here on University Drive. Rosalind is 3 years old. She says that she'd love to have a Hello Kitty bike or just some clothes would be nice. Xavier is 5. He wants clothes. Brandon is 7. His wish list, he likes some toy cars. We're not talking about a lot here, folks. We're just talking about a gift. That's all. Cortland is 2 months old. This one kind of got me. 2 months old. And obviously her mom and daddy would love to have a crib for Cortland or one of those bouncers that, Cortland can get in and just sort of bounce the day away. Or Michael is 4. He would like some toy cars or some learning toys. So they're not asking for much, but they are asking for your help. So you need to come to one of the Blue Baker locations, get a card off of the tree, get a Christmas angel off the tree, take it with you. Sign your name up that you took the card, go out, get the gift, wrap it, bring it back to the Blue Baker location, and do that by December the 14th. Now, you can also go online, and you can donate, and you can also do this. And the website is mychristmasangels.com, mychristmasangels.com. Scott, we're looking to help some 550 local kids who really need the help of our listeners to have a magical Christmas like we want them all to have.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, we want to remind people also, we really glean through the list. We deal with the folks at the state of Texas, and they help us select who these kiddos are. So they're not on any other lists anyplace else. If you want to just donate, that's great. If buying the toy is more important to you and makes you feel better, we want you to do that. But we thank the folks at Blue Baker. Stop by and see any of them, and we can make that Christmas happen for them. So I went out Black Friday shopping on Friday and did that. Saw a couple of folks I knew, as a matter of fact. And apparently,
did you stop and talk?
I did. Matter of fact, I did. Just chatted and, it was quite fun.
So how'd that go on Friday?
It was all right. Stood in line. The place that I went had it very well organized so that there was a single line and they would direct you to the next cashier that was open so that you didn't make any bad line selections, which is part of the deal too. And as a result, the line moved very quickly, and I was in and out and got those dollar gifts for you guys that I know you'll be looking forward to. Yeah. In the meantime, one of the first reports we got ended up being, I guess, the worst one. That was the lady who did the pepper spray on her fellow shoppers in the Los Angeles area Walmart.
Yeah, that and then the grandpa getting tackled in Arizona by the police.
Just amazing. The pepper sprayer, again, really? You need to do that? In Rome, New York, 2 Walmart shoppers ended up in the hospital while another was charged with disorderly conduct after customers allowed to enter the store. Several fights, as they say in the police reports, broke out. Multiple shoppers pushed to the ground. Video of a Little Rock area Walmart fighting over a limited number of waffle makers for $2. This video is out there somewhere. One lady, described as a large woman, able to snag 4 of the waffle makers. Because after all, who doesn't want a two-waffle waffle iron? The big four-waffle version costs a whole lot more, so the two they wanted. Then there were shoppers at...
She wants to be able to have all of them warm at the same time.
Of course. Well, she wants to see just the way it is on television when they try to sell those things. Mm-hmm. They've got several of them lined up and plugged in. Hope she's got a power strip, and it'll work for her. Meanwhile, a Hollister store in the Manhattan Soho district, apparently the shoppers got impatient because the store wasn't opening. They just went ahead and broke into it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like that. A man at Walmart in Kissimmee charged with resisting arrest after police arrived to break up a fight he was having with another shopper at the jewelry counter. Officers reportedly had to wrestle him to the ground where he resisted their efforts to lead him out of the store. The 58-year-old woman who was shot in the foot during a mugging at a parking lot of a Walmart in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Where are all those smiley faces?
I was seeing a common thread here.
Yeah, I do too. I'm thinking their PR people better go on full alert right here for damage control. Then we did have something that just happened at a mall in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And again, and you said the elderly gentleman who was mugged in the parking lot.
Well, and that was particularly horrifying because his grandson was right there.
Yeah.
Grandson's getting trampled.
Yeah.
Grandpa is apparently holding a video game that they were going to purchase and sees his grandson starting to get trampled by shoppers. So in order to free up both hands, he sticks the game in his waistband.
Mm-hmm.
A police officer apparently thinking he was shoplifting. And apparently thinking that his efforts to help his grandson
mm-hmm.
were his way of shoplifting.
Tackled him.
And in the process basically split his head open. So the guy just starts bleeding profusely right there in front of his grandson.
Oh, yeah. That's good. So anyway, and again, it's the most important thing. So we can get the $2 waffle iron or we can get the video game for, I don't know, $3. More than anything else. Just remember, it's the spirit of the season after all.
You betcha.
That's what we're hoping for, and hope that makes everybody feel better.